Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so we normally stream on Rumble. Rumble is down right now, so don't shoot the messenger.
Okay.
People get very angry when it's not up. I can't load it. I don't know if they're under attack or just having some kind of technical problem.
Who knows? That's where we are these days.
Okay. Associated Press actually seeing what I say all the time in the show.
Amazing.
I know. They're admitting it. Americans don't know what's real anymore. I love this topic.
Well, of course, they'll blame Trump. But
it's always Trump. So. Americans do not know what's real anymore. They actually did a study on this. Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research.
If we can believe them.
They lie a lot. In fact, the number one contributor to Americans not knowing what's real is the Associated Press. They're a major offender. But they may be onto something here, because I've seen evidence of this. They found from this poll, the survey, about two-thirds of U.S. adults say they're not at all confident that the information being given to them increasingly by ChatGPT and AI, these are the things Americans are searching now, are in fact real, reliable, and factual, and that is causing them a problem in figuring out what's actually going on in the presidential election, and that's affecting their ability to figure out who to vote for. I actually believe this part.
Yeah.
I believe this part, Lee. We have something really interesting going on in my house right now. This has been hugely eye-opening, both for me and for my children, okay? My son and my daughter are on the debate team this year at school, which is really cool. And they're doing what's called 2v2. I'm learning about debate right now, so going through this. So they're on a two-person debate team, 2v2, so they're going to go up against other two-person debate teams this year. So they throw out, everybody does the same topic, right? So the whole debate team at their school is preparing for the topic, and they try to keep the topics topical, like, you know, current.
Yeah.
Well, they've been assigned to debate about the border. Specifically, is electronic surveillance something we should increase? So if you do this, what you have to do is you have to prepare both sides.
Right.
Yes, we should definitely invest a bunch of money in surveillance at the border in order to stop illegal immigration. Or no, we should not invest money in digital surveillance at the border to stop illegal immigration. Got to prepare both sides. So on a 2v2 man team, one of my kids is preparing one side, one's preparing the other. Neither one knows which one's going to have to argue, because you don't find out till you get to the debate. Okay, the reason I'm telling you this is what my kids are seeing is blowing their minds. With almost every debate topic, one side that you have to prepare inevitably is the quote-unquote right-wing side, right, or the side Republicans might embrace more than Democrats. The other side is the Democrat side. Mm-hmm. They can't find any information on the side that conservatives or Republicans would normally argue. They can't find it. They are coming.
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
Because they have deadlines. They're very stressed out and saying, Mom, what do I do? You know what happens? They look up the one side, hey, let's only use electronic surveillance. Let's not put up any walls.
Yeah.
They look up the one side and they find glowing and wonderful articles about and resources in liberal think tanks. No, we don't need any obstruction or barriers on the border. It's absolutely wonderful. We should just surveil who comes over, but we shouldn't stop them. It's the best ever. When they Google the other side, Lee, the opposite. Mm-hmm. The same articles come up.
Wow, go figure.
You can't find the other side. And so their debate team the whole team stressed out right now over this. And this team has won the state championship multiple years in a row. They have national titles. They're one of the best debate teams. They're the best debate team in the state and one of the best in the nation. They're all trying to do this topic. Some Lincoln Douglas styles, some 2v2, some 1v1. And they share together all their links and stuff. They're all on this, you know, computer program, so everybody can see what everybody else is doing, crowdsource, all that kind of stuff. Everybody is stressed out. They just want to win the thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not political. But for the first time in their lives, my kids are realizing, oh my gosh, this censorship thing that mom, you know, raves about, and we roll our eyes, there goes mom again, right? It's real and it's affecting us. They are dreading getting the wrong side to argue because it's not even fair.
Yeah.
Because of what Google has done with the extreme censorship of information.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming to me and go, Mom, what do I do? I'm having to go back in my email and pull show prep that I've gotten from, you know, over time. Like, let me give you an example of some of the stuff they can't find. How many terrorists have been caught at our border? You can't find that on Google. Go try to find it. They only know terrorists have been caught on our border because I talk about it. Mom, can you help us? We can't find it. I had to come in this morning, go into a lot of the stuff I print out because, you know, it disappears from online too, right? So
yeah.
I print it the old fashioned way. Yeah. I put it in all these folders I have. I had to go in, pull my physical folders out to get the citations.
Yeah.
So then we went to DuckDuckGo, right?
Yeah.
It's a little better, but not much. And the reason is because DuckDuckGo will feed you information based on the sites with the most hits and clicks. Well, Google fakely curates that.
Yeah, they still have to go through Google. It does do a little bit for your security, but yeah, it goes through Google. Yeah.
So my kids have worked so hard on this, and they were telling me last night, Mom, it's so unfair. If we draw, because it's random, if we draw that we have to argue the side, no digital surveillance, a wall is more effective, we're going to lose. We don't have the citations to pull it off. We have been denied that we are not allowed to know the other side. And it's affecting them in a way that's not political. I mean, this is all the kids on the team right now are at the end of the year is when the state championships are. And then however you do in those, you get selected for the national team, right? Just to get selected for the national team is a huge deal. Not everyone's going to make that cut. And then when you go to national, I mean, that's titles, that's resume, that's college. And they're saying like, it could literally affect whether I can even make the national team or even try to go to nationals because I can't find information. It is censored. I'm not allowed to have it. And so for the first time, this is real, the kids. This isn't just mom complaining. And they are madly, they are just indignant. Including my daughter, who she is not political. She doesn't care about all this stuff.
Not yet.
Not yet. No, she rolls her eyes when I'm talking. There goes mom again, you know, whatever. I'm not into it. She is so angry. And I said, can you see now? Can you see the effect the denial of information has, the holding back of it?
Yeah.
And she can see it for the first time. And I do you see the damage? The American people can't make a decision in this election, Lee, if they're not allowed to have the facts, if they're not allowed to know we have terrorists flooding over our border. Not allowed to know that.
You know, and that's part of the problem that Trump ran into in the debate, that he got in the middle of things out of context that the American people have not even been exposed to because of this restricted information.
Yeah.
Because the other networks won't cover it, won't talk about it, deny it, cover it up. The algorithms won't let those stories out. It doesn't trend. It's not seen. So when Donald Trump makes a claim about something, which oftentimes is actually true and factual, it is denied by the left. There's no evidence to support it. It is called unsubstantiated. And he's looked at in a diminished way by mainstream media and by part of the electorate because they don't have access to the real factual information of what's really going on.
It's a huge problem. And you know, okay, let me give you an example because this was crazy overnight, right? The left on Twitter was dying laughing. There was trending. There was so many posts with people laughing, like Mark Lamont Hill, who's been a commentator on CNN in the past. Now he's on Black Entertainment Television, has his own show, saying, laughing at Trump for saying that Kamala Harris wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens who are in prison. He writes, that's the wildest thing I've ever heard in any debate ever. They're all laughing because they think it's not true.
Yeah, but it is.
They don't know it's true.
No. It's even in writing.
And CNN even published it. But go try to find that online.
Yeah, good luck.
I mean, the total ignorance of the left as to what their leaders are actually doing, I mean, never ceases to boggle the mind. But they don't know. And it's driving my kids nuts. And that's driving me nuts because they're coming to me and asking me for help, you know, with their debate prep. And I've spent hours on it now.
So you've got a show to do, a podcast, and now debates.
I know. I'm exhausted, but I am.
A mother's work never ends.
I tell you what, I pulled folders this morning. I'm just going to have to take them home. We'll have to do it the old-fashioned way. I don't know. What are we going to mail each other information now, Lee?
Yeah.
It's like the Stone Age.
You may have to go back and get that Britannica encyclopedia out.
I'm serious. Don't throw that thing away. Greg Gutfeld, nailing this debate, says it's the first DEI debate America's ever had, where the debate was set up to favor one person, apply a different set of rules to one person than the other. And Greg Gutfeld asked a great question. Kamala Harris ran through all of the hoaxes. All of them have been debunked. Some of them have been debunked by the mainstream media, and yet she was able to regurgitate them with no questions. Why would you throw that out knowing you might be fact-checked by the moderator? Because, you know, you won't be fact-checked by the moderator. And that's what Greg Gutfeld brilliantly said yesterday on Fox News. Take a listen.
Kamala confidently and casually unloaded all the hoaxes. The Fine People hoax, the bloodbath, Project 2025, the abortion ban. These things have all been debunked. Would she have done that knowing that there would be consequences? She did that knowing there would be no consequences, no follow-ups at all. This was actually a betrayal of knowledge. Knowledge being the act of solving a problem. And we had agreed to what the problem was. Who is Kamala? The debate deliberately chose the opposite path. Instead of the opportunity to gain knowledge, they chose to cover it up and betray the public. You know, I went by this stupid assumption that maybe they would ask Kamala some real questions and follow-ups. I was tricked. I'm like the person who foolishly assumes a partner who cheated on him would not cheat again. But the media always cheats again. And we have to remind ourselves, they have their interests before your interests.
Yeah. And what you're seeing online right now is really unbelievable. If you're on X, where everything happens now, it's the only place where free speech is left on Earth, you're actually seeing this is fascinating. The left is going wild. They cannot believe the stuff that Trump said because it was fake, they think. I retweeted one of my favorites. It's from Mark Lamont Hill. You've probably seen him on it. He's a commentator, CNN News, now works for Black Entertainment Television. They're all laughing at Trump for claiming, hilariously, they think, that taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries will be given to detained migrants in a Kamala Harris administration. That is hilarious. That is so fun. Where he just makes this stuff up, they're saying. But he didn't. CNN reported it on Tuesday that it was among her answers to the question, to the questions in a ACLU questionnaire from 2020. But they have no idea. They have no clue. So, I mean, the total ignorance of the left to what their leaders are actually doing, it never ceases to boggle the mind. And so folks are screenshotting the CNN report, circling it, and retweeting these left-wing tweets, if that makes sense. Because they don't know. I've got several of them on my feed, so you could just see it. But that begs the question. Gutfeld's right. How did she know she wouldn't be fact-checked? Donald Trump was fact-checked 5 times. One of the fact-checks was fake. She wasn't fact-checked at all. And in order to spew some of this stuff, you'd have to know you're not going to get fact-checked. You'd have to know it. Let me give you an example. One of them is the Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax. Here she is repeating that hoax.
Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
And you had some very bad people.
Okay, and here is what Trump actually said. We know that the mainstream media knows what Trump said because Jake Tapper, liberal mainstream media reporter, reported no, he didn't call the white supremacists very fine people.
And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay?
So the way the media did that, they spliced it up, cut the other parts off, and said that Trump called them very fine people. She repeated that lie, but didn't get fact-checked. This is exactly what Greg Gutfeld is talking about. He said it is the first ever DEI debate.
This is truly the first DEI debate, where one candidate was subjected to a high standard and the other was held to no standards at all. They removed the essence of fairness to achieve an outcome that could not be scored. You cannot score that. That is why you can't say who won or who lost. A liberal should be ashamed that your candidate needed the odds to be stalked so heavily in their favor. You know, for many Americans, Harris entered as a mystery and exited as a mystery, and that was the goal, to keep her under wraps. So anyone who attributes that to Kamala's skill is an idiot. Congratulating Kamala for the debate is stolen valor. You should be congratulating David Muir and Lindsay Davis, who did the heavy lifting. You could say, oh, how do you know that it's a sham? Kamala confidently and casually unloaded all the hoaxes. The fine people hoax, the bloodbath, Project 2025, the abortion ban. These things have all been debunked.
Yep. And she knew. She knew going in there she was going to be allowed to lie. So the Associated Press this morning, oh no, 2/3 of American adults say they have no idea what's real anymore online. Well, yeah. This is why. Tyreek Hill said he was a victim. Wide receiver, Miami Dolphins. There's no end to his suffering. His coach reduced nearly to tears, trying not to cry. Talking about how horrible it was. He wasn't able to bark orders at the cop, and the cop did not comply. Horrified that when Tyreek Hill said, no, I'm not doing that to the cop, that the cop didn't just let him go. Folks, this one sticks in my just craw. Let me tell you why. This is not a racial incident. Remember Zsa Zsa Gabor slapped a cop? Do you know who I am? You know how many celebrities we've seen do this? Did you just pull me? Do you know who I am? Remember Reese Witherspoon did this. And where was society? Where was society with all these people who've done this? There's many more, I'm sure, come to your mind, who've been pulled over by a police officer, caught doing something illegal or speeding or something, and felt the law didn't apply to them because of who they are. It's happened right here in South Carolina with our legislators. They drive drunk, and they expect to be able to swap seats with their wife, tell the cop, you know, just go ahead and let us drive on, and the cop does. They expect that. because of who they are. Well, society has always responded one way to that. The correct way. No, no, no. You don't get to order the cop around. And there's derision and scorn, as there should be. If you are a famous person, a rich person, you think that the rules of the law don't apply to you until now. That's why this Tyreek Hill situation is so important. It is of critical importance whether this law enforcement officer gets fired, as the Miami Dolphins are demanding, as Tyreek Hill is demanding. Why? Because the officer did not comply with Tyreek Hill's demands. That's why. So you remember where we were on this on Monday. He came out and said, look, I was totally compliant. I was the nicest guy. And he said, I don't understand why. I want to be in law enforcement. I was completely polite. I guess he didn't tell him about body cams. And then during the game, he gets a touchdown. He's in the end zone. And he's having to put the cuffs on. He's a victim, man. A victim. Why? He thinks he's in a special class. I am an NFL player. I am on my way to the game. So therefore, I should be able to tell with the cop how to behave. Up until now in our society, this is why this is a turning point, y'all. We've had complete derision for somebody who behaves like this. Because they're famous. Because they believe they're better than. Until now, this is a turning point. How this comes out is a turning point. Especially when you have the Miami Dolphins demanding the firing of the cop before the body cam video even came out, and they still haven't retracted that. Well, that body cam video is pretty embarrassing for Tyreek Hill. You know why? He lied. He lied when he said, look, I was totally polite. I was completely compliant. I am the victim here. Body cam video suggests otherwise. He wasn't totally compliant. He wasn't totally polite. He wasn't just put in cuffs for no reason. And he must be getting some pushback. Take a listen to what's going on now with that.
Thank you.
Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill is admitting he could have handled his situation with police better when he was detained before Sunday's game, but he still says that officer should be fired.
I could have been better. You know, I could have let down my window. I wish I could go back and, you know, do things a bit differently.
He got to go, man, because in that instant right there, like, not only did he treat me bad, you know what I'm saying, he also treated my teammates with, you know, disrespect. And not too many times that cheaters say people got to go, but you, out, what they say on Wild and Out, gone.
Can you imagine if Reese Witherspoon had said the cops got to go? Yeah, I told him I'm not going to do that. I refused multiple commands, starting with the window, then the command to sit down. But the cops got to go. Folks, this is a critical issue. Let me tell you why. People are going to die over this. Because this guy is very popular. Young people are watching this. If the standard is, I will bark commands at the cop, I will tell him what to do, and if he doesn't heed my commands, he deserves to be fired. I am in the right. I don't have to comply because Tyreek Hill said so. People are going to die. I'm serious. People are going to die because of this. They will refuse to comply. They will refuse to show their hands when they are pulled over. Tyreek Hill said the cop should be fired. And you know what? He had a responsibility. When you are a public person, as Charles Barkley explained overnight, you've got a higher standard to comply with. You are a role model. The camera is rolling. People are going to watch what you're doing. And he's teaching a whole generation of young men and women. Look, if you If you don't want to comply with that cop, you just tell that cop the what for. You tell him how it's going to be. Well, these people, these other people in other states, they're not going to have the Miami Dolphins covering for them. They're not going to have the idiot coach of the Miami Dolphins. I'm sorry, that guy made an idiot of himself, almost in tears. I don't know. I'll never know what this is like. Yes, you will. Next time you get pulled for a ticket, tell the cop no. You will be face down. I don't care what color you are in America. In fact, if you're white, you're more likely to be face down in cuffs. Because nobody's going to protest for you. Nobody's going to refer your case to the Justice Department. People are just going to roll their eyes and ask, who do you think you are? The coach of the Miami Dolphins? What, you get to speed? You don't get to speed. You're white. Nobody cares. So this is a turning point here. This is a turning point. We've never seen this before. The cop should suspend the rules. The cop should cooperate with the person who was pulled over. That is so upside down, so backwards, and so dangerous. It's total danger. Because you're going to have people all over the country, because people don't know. They're not savvy. They don't listen to talk radio. And you're going to have people all over the country listening to this coach, McDaniel. Take a listen. Saying, I'll never know. I'm so sad. I can barely make my way through this. This is, I'm in grief today that Tyreek Hill was not listened to when he told the officer what to do.
It's been hard for me not to find myself more upset the more I think about it. The thing that f***s me up, honestly, to be quite frank, is knowing that I don't know exactly, I don't know what that feels like.
Oh, you can find out, Mike. We all can. Try it. Next time you're pulled over, just tell the cop no. No, I'm not rolling down my window. No, I don't have to. No, I'm not getting out of this car. No, I'm not sitting down. And the cop will go, okay, cool. Yeah, just have a great day. No, that's fine. No, said nobody ever. Said no cop ever. People are going to resist. When you're not Tyreek Hill and you're resisting, you know what they're going to think? This guy might have a gun. And things go downhill fast after that. Miami Dolphins need to back the heck off. They need to take back that statement that cop needs to be fired, and they need to stay out of it for the good of the country. They finally got her. The left got her, and they had to beat her. They had to beat her to get her to quasi-endorse Kamala Harris, but they finally did beat her. Left beats women. This happens. No, they do. It's the new thing. Like, if you're a woman who's not with them, you get the beat down. Perfect example. Riley Gaines, the swimmer, was beaten up by a man in a skirt. Police refused to arrest him, even though he did it on video when she spoke at a school in California. This is a new normal. You're a woman, you get beaten. We've never seen this before. Caitlin Clark has been beaten and beaten and beaten. Physically thrown to the floor, hit, smacked, punched, her hair pulled, because players know they can do it in the WNBA. It makes regular headlines. It's such a problem. Her coach had to have a press conference about it, demanding that the referees, the woke referees in the WNBA, start calling these fouls. I mean, it was blatant. You could walk up to her and shove her to the floor, and the ref would pretend not to see it. Why are they beating Caitlin Clark? Why did they beat her? Well, her fellow WNBA players explained it. I read it. It was jaw-dropping. All she had to do was come out and make a woke statement of compliance. I am woke. I support LGBT rights. Would have been fine. I'm a Democrat. I hate Trump. Something. She wouldn't give it to him. And so the beatings continued. And it's continued and continued. Had this in the stack Monday. This is where she was this weekend. Caitlin Clark struggles to control emotions after taking hits but not getting fouls called. which was during the Indiana Fever's 99-88 loss to Minnesota, where it's literally costing this team games because she doesn't get to go to the free throw line. She's very good at free throws. You get the free throw after the foul. Well, if you're not woke, there's no foul. It's a well-deserved beating. After the game, Fox News reported at the beginning of the week, Clark referred to instances in which she was hit by opposing players, but the refs didn't blow the whistle. Folks, they beat her, okay? This isn't a bump or what we're used to. They literally get to hit her. She was in tears over the weekend. And I thought to myself, and I should have predicted this Monday, she's going to break. She's going to, but she can't take the beatings anymore. And she broke. She broke. Here's Clay Travis, host, OutKick host, talking about what Caitlin Clark's problem is.
All I will say is I told you this was coming. Caitlin Clark is white and straight in a league that is primarily minority and lesbian. I told you that this was going to be an issue, and lots of people tried to pretend that it wasn't going to be an issue.
She broke. Before she'd refused to take any political stand, wanted to be known for her playing, she did what Brittany Mahomes did. She liked the Taylor Swift endorsement on Instagram of Kamala Harris. She just clicked it. And now she's major news. She is the coolest thing. I wonder if they're going to get to beat her anymore now that she's given them what she wanted. You think the beatings will continue with the refs looking the other way? Or does she get to actually have fouls called on her when the other players beat her? What do you think will happen? 71307.